Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bonafide or Bogus, Who's the Boss had two spinoff series.
Did it? Oh, yeah. There was a Designing Women one. One with Delta Burke, I believe.
You think Designing Women was a spinoff?
No, I don't think Designing Women was, but it was something like that? Something with her as the character. She showed up. I'm going to say yes. It may have only been one spinoff.
Two different spinoffs is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. And then Mona.
Mona, I think.
Wasn't there?
I think there was.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say Bonafide.
Is that Catherine Hellman?
Yes.
Bonafide.
You guys are all over the place. You happen to be right, but you're wrong.
It's Bonafide.
So in other words, we got the answer right, but our math is wrong.
There was not a Mona spinoff. They tried. So they even set that up where she moved, if you remember. I believe she moved to New York City and was running a thing, but it never took. They never went, so they moved her right back. So there was never a Mona spinoff. There were, however, two spinoffs that went to air. One was called Charmed Lives. It lasted three episodes, and it was starring Fran Drescher.
Fran Drescher, that's it, not Delta Burke. Okay.
They were in the season two finale, and they were going to spin that thing off. The other one was called Living Dolls. This one more successful, about a group of young models living together, ran for 12 episodes in 1989.
I loved the show.
And it started Leah Remini.
Yeah, also, she was big in the 80s. Terry something was her name on Living Dolls.
I don't know.
I just remember the show.
Up next, Bonafide or Bogus, speaking of spinoffs. During the last season, David Spade was in an episode that was supposed to be turned into a spinoff series called Big Apple Blues about college roommates living in New York City, but it never materialized.
Oh, it makes sense.
So I'm saying, was David Spade in the last season?
Yeah, it makes sense because of Samantha.
I'm going to say bogus.
I'm going to say bogus, too. It's probably somebody else.
You just said it made sense.
It makes sense, but they can't all be Bonafide.
Right.
So I'm saying bogus.
I can be. I can do whatever I want.
I know. I'm saying bogus.
I'm going to say Bonafide.
It's bogus.
Boom!
Everything I said is true, but it is true of the show The Facts of Life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Never knew that.
Isn't that interesting? Mm. Bonafide or bogus, Tony and Angela got married in the final season.
No, I think that's bogus.
It is. They got married before that.
No, I don't think they ever married.
They should have married.
I'm going to say bogus.
He just couldn't get... He was tired of her shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Remember how enormous her shoulder pads
were? He had to pick them up all over the house.
I think I actually remember watching the ending. Watching the finale of that, and I think they had always led up to that, and they both agreed they would be better if they didn't get married. So I'm going to say bogus.
Bogus.
Bonafide.
It is bogus.
They
were supposed to. That was the original plan. But producers, including Tony Danza, decided that it would hurt the show in syndication if everybody knew that, Tony and Angela end up getting married. So instead, they had Tony move back to Iowa for a little bit. And then they posted the job for the housekeeper. And he came to interview for the housekeeper position. It had all come full circle.
That's right.
And that is how the show ended.
Oh.
That's right.
I'd like to watch it again.
But that's not how the segment ends, because I've got one more for you.
Oh, awesome.
Like I said, the evening that Who's the Boss premiered was also the night that the Cosby Show premiered for the first season ever, or first episode ever. But Bonafide or Bogus, Who's the Boss also saw its finale episode air the exact same night as the Growing Pains last episode ever. Bonafide or Bogus.
Growing Pains. By the way, it wasn't Living Dolls I was thinking of. It was Paper Dolls. Another model show.
Yeah.
Terry Farrell is her name.
Okay.
And Nicolette Sheridan starred in it. It was a soapy drama.
Mm.
Okay, I don't remember the question, but Bonafide.
I'm going to say bogus. I don't think Growing Pains.
The Growing Pains finale aired the same night as the Who's the Boss finale, Bonafide or Bogus. That's the short version.
I'm saying bogus.
Bogus.
I'll be contrarian, bona fide.
Lance got it, folks.
What?
It is bona fide.
Bonafide.
Not only that, all on one night. Wrap your head around
one
this.
One network.
The Who's the Boss finale ever. Is that right? Are they all on the same network?
No. Both on ABC. Who's the Boss and Growing Pains were ABC shows.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Who's the Boss?
Yeah.
Growing Pains, last episodes ever. And also, last episode ever of one of my all-time favorites, a little show called...
Matt Houston?
MacGyver.
Oh.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.